Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition and hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this hadith is about the virtues of teachers. Specifically, it is about the way in which the teacher will be resurrected on the day of resurrection. As you know, in Islam, teachers have a very honorable social and religious position. In fact, there's a very famous tradition which has been narrated from Imam Ali, in which the Imam says that if somebody teaches me even one thing, I will be a servant of that person. I will serve that person because of the thing that he taught me. In this tradition, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Shall I inform you who the absolutely most generous one is? Allah is absolutely most generous one. Allah is the absolutely most generous one. And I am the most generous of Adam's offspring, and the most generous from amongst you all after me is the man who has been taught knowledge and subsequently spreads his knowledge to others." The teacher, right? So here in this beautiful tradition, it's interesting to note that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam considers the generosity of a teacher to be right under his own, right? This shows you the high rank that he considers for the teacher. In continuation, the Prophet says, "He will be raised on the day of resurrection as a community in himself," meaning his stature and his spiritual position in the eyes of God will be equal to that of an entire community. This is kind of a theme that has been reflected in many places of the Holy Quran. Like, for example, God Almighty says this regarding the Prophet Abraham, the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. He refers to Hazrat Ibrahim as a nation, as a community, as an ummat, as we say in Arabic. It kind of implies that it could imply many things. One of the things that it can be implies that a person is so important, right, and is so special that he, in his single person and personality, he combines within himself the virtues of a lot of different people, and because of that, he has a great reward in the eyes of Allah. Finally, in this tradition, the Prophet says, "And after him is the man who is generous in giving up his life for Allah, mighty and exalted, and is killed for him." So, in this tradition, we see that the Prophet considers the stature of the teacher to be higher than that of the martyr. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the stature of the teacher in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.